This half hour from the KZST newsroom. Students returning to campus at Sonoma State University may or may not have class today, as nearly 100% of the SSU faculty has joined a five-day strike calling for higher pay. Officials for Sonoma State say they are not canceling any classes. That falls on individual instructors to decide, which makes it a bit confusing for students. The campus will be open, and students will have access to usual services like libraries, cafeterias, student unions, advising, and gyms. This morning, there were only two candidates remaining for the GOP nomination for president.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his presidential campaign Sunday just before the New Hampshire primary and endorsed Donald Trump. DeSantis struggled to find footing in the primary. He lost the Iowa caucuses, which he had vowed to win, and lost by 30 percentage points to Trump. His political future is a bit in question. The 45-year-old is term limited as Florida governor. An investigation that started back in December by the Santa Rosa Police Department's narcotics team led to the arrest of 64-year-old Windsor resident Ronald Lamb. His vehicle was spotted Sunday on Baker Avenue. After a search, police found 4 pounds of methamphetamine inside of his vehicle. A subsequent search of his home yielded another 2 ounces of meth and packaging material. The race to fill the seat being vacated by California Assemblymember Jim Wood is heating up, and the field is getting a bit crowded. 7 people so far have filed papers to run. Democrats running include Santa Rosa Councilman Chris Rogers, Yurok Tribal Vice Chairman Frankie Myers, Healdsburg Councilwoman Ariel Kelly, and Rusty Hicks, Chairman of the California Democratic Party, as well as Mendocino County Supervisor Ted Williams and Cynthia Click. On the Republican side, just one candidate so far, Michael Greer, a Del Norte School Board trustee. One of the sons of Rick Harrison of the History Channel reality show Pawn Stars has passed away. Adam Harrison died of a suspected drug overdose in Las Vegas on Friday at the age of 39. Adam was not featured on the Pawn Stars show. In-N-Out Burger is taking the very, very rare step of closing one of its locations, and it's the only location in Oakland. The restaurant on Oakport Street is a popular stop on the way to the Oakland airport, but it's also popular with thieves. Too many smash-and-grab robberies and customer confrontations led to the decision to shut it down for the safety of employees and guests. It will close for good on March 24th. It is now 7:33 at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic, and for that, we'll say good morning once again to CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello again, Shane. How are the roadways?
Good morning. It's been mostly uneventful so far. Still no incidents to report. Traffic appears to be clearing up near San Antonio, although expect to be on your brakes from 37 to 580. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Got prints? Old prints? Really old prints? How many? Just a few? Or boxes and boxes? Now is the time to get everything archived because Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning services through January 31st. View, share, and enjoy those vintage images from family vacations and celebrations again. Shutterbug can help. Shutterbug can scan your prints, and images can be cropped, color corrected, and even restored. Shutterbug will return the originals with a digital copy of all your images, saved to a DVD or USB. Shutterbug is local and does all print scanning on site, so your originals never leave the store. No need for you to ship them off somewhere and cross your fingers they return to you. Through January 31st, Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning. Imagine having all those digitized vintage photos at your fingertips to use for gifts, birthdays, retirements, and family reunions. 20% off print scanning this month only. Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Hello. We're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups.
In telehealth.
In cancer screenings.
In prenatal care.
In healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything. In sports, in case you missed it, Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 27-24 when Buffalo kicker Tyler Bass missed a game-tying 44-yard field goal into the wind with under 2 minutes remaining. They'll face the Baltimore Ravens next weekend, and the Detroit Lions continue their hot streak. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23. Of course, they move on to take on the 49ers. And your forecast. Scattered showers are up for today. Hit and miss type. Could be a little strong at times. Highs, though, quite mild. Looking for about 60 in Santa Rosa. Occasionally a heavy downpour. Tonight, just a slight chance of a shower. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early, then mostly cloudy. Look for more rain on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The way Lionel Richie remembers it, they were attempting to do the impossible by recording the song We Are the World in one night. With lots of huge celebrities involved, it was getting a little out of hand until Ray Charles walked in. Then he neutralized the room. Richie says there were not a lot of egos because they got the right people involved and everyone realized they were just trying to save lives. He is one of the producers of a new documentary about the making of We Are the World. The documentary, The Greatest Night in Pop, will premiere on Netflix next Monday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
I wish Multnomah County's KZST. Well, good Monday morning. It is cloudy and misty, low 60s on the way today. And right now, we are going to do our hot topic of the morning. Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
It was fabulous. A little wet.
Yeah.
And the rain will continue, but pretty good. How was yours?
About the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, about the same.
And we're back here again.
I know. It's like, you get to Monday and it's like, boom, where'd the weekend go?
Blink of an eye. We're back here doing Hot Topic. Okay, so this one, I just ran across these weird laws in California. I had no idea they were on the books. They actually impact Sonoma County, so I thought, you know, some of them do. It's California and others.
Yeah.
So if you would like to chime in on the conversation, call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000. The craziest laws. Okay, Brent, I'm going to have you start.
All right. So I just want to know, when you're looking these up, were you looking up to see if you broke any laws this last weekend? Is that how this all started?
Sure, yes.
There we go.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, these are actual laws that are on the books. So it is against the law to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m. in Berkeley. They want to ensure to keep the peace and quiet in the early morning hours.
What about other birds?
I guess you can...
Why
you
a canary?
You can holler out for those, but a canary, you got to keep quiet.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. It is against the law to detonate a nuclear device within city limits in Chico, or you'll face a $500 fine.
That's not that much for a nuclear device.
I'm not sure who you're going to pay it to, because there's going to be nobody left.
Chico. You got to love Chico. You know, I worked in Chico.
Did you really?
Oh, I did. Yes.
It's probably the same in Sebastopol, since that's a designated nuclear-free zone. So
correct.
You get in trouble there. And there's a similar law in Fresno, where the city prohibits selling or possessing of nuclear weapons. Nothing about detonating them, though.
Where do people come up with this? Like, where do you even get one? Do they sell them out in the streets?
You haven't seen them on Craigslist?
I have not. I have not. No, I have not.
Plutonium? Absolutely. And then finally on this one, another weird California law. Hunting moths, like the little insect, under a street light is illegal in Los Angeles.
What?
Because moths have rights, too. It's the insect protection law.
Okay, that is a bizarre one. They're so little, how do you even see them?
I know.
Okay, so I have a few, too. Let's see. Here are mine. It is illegal to do lawn bowling on the sidewalk. Again, in Chico. Surprisingly enough, a very dangerous sport, apparently. Worried about pedestrian safety, bowling on the lawn, on a sidewalk. Oh, very
now
scary.
Now I know why you left Chico.
You cannot do lawn bowling on the sidewalk. In Los Angeles, I can't believe this is true, but it is illegal for women to drive a car while wearing a house coat. Now, I'm not sure, does that mean wearing a house coat over a blouse, shirt, or sweater? Or it's illegal to just wear a house coat and nothing else. But I've lived in Los Angeles, and I believe I've gone out in a house coat in the car, but it's illegal. And this is my favorite one, Brent. Okay, this is a crazy state law. This has got to be the weirdest thing. In Eureka, a man with a mustache cannot kiss a woman unless his mouth is shaved. Let me repeat that. It is illegal in Eureka for a man to smooch a woman if he isn't shaved, if he's too hairy. Okay. It's 2024, right?
Last time I checked.
So let's update that one. Make it more PC. How about this? I say it should be the same for a woman. It should be illegal for a woman with a mustache to kiss a man unless she shaves her face. Which brings up the question, Brent,
yes.
Stock chick, does she shave her face?
I'm going to say it's nice and clean and beautiful, and I stay out of that. If that is taking place, I tend to not be there, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer. You're still coming home tonight.
She has no evidence of any mustache.
Stock chick listening? Well, come on. Like, my fellow hairy-faced women, you know who you are. I admit, I pluck hairs from my face on a daily basis.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. She's playing the hits while you're shaving your pits.
Why don't we leave it at that? just to know that you're well.
County's KZST. And if you were listening to our hot topic just a few minutes ago, wanted to add this in. I've named my chin hair Harriet. On that note, we will check traffic once again. We will say good morning to CHP Officer Shane Young in our Roner Park studio. Good morning to you. How's traffic?
Good morning. Traffic's looking good. No accidents to report. Those commuting to San Francisco, traffic's starting to build up at 37 and continues till 580. And there has been some flooding overnight in Napa, so 121 is closed from 37 to 12. So plan your route accordingly. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know. Yes, sir.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is Monday, January 22nd, 7:51. 55 mild degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams. Cloudy and drizzly today. We'll see temperatures heading into the low 60s.
If you're a human resource professional, recruiter, or business owner, you should have another title after your name. Assistant CFO. It's true. Every person that you hire has a direct impact on the profitability of your organization. Hire well and profitability increases. Hire poorly? Well, that's not good. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
The Lodge at Piner Road. The Lodge at Piner Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Resident Development at the Lodge at Piner Road, with some exciting news. We are now open. Come see what the most state-of-the-art senior living community in Sonoma County looks like. Please visit our website, pinerroadseniorliving.com, to schedule your personalized tour today. pinerroadseniorliving.com.
License number 496-804-112.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
Some of them want to get used by you.
Counties, KZST. It is Monday. It is 7:57, 55 degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams. And up next, a feature called the Mishmash Minute. It is a hodgepodge of local information, tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, Petaluma's Schollenberger Park has reopened following PG&E's pipeline replacement work. Visitors have had limited access since October. The 165-acre open space area is both the largest and most popular park in Petaluma. Sonoma County has been named as one of the top trending destinations in the U.S., part of TripAdvisor's Traveler's Choice Awards. Other spots that made the grade, West Yellowstone, Louisville, and Nashville. FYI, last year, the town of Sonoma was honored as the top trending destination in the country. And finally, wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, a local event that features bowling, pizza, and a showing of the movie The Big Lebowski. It is an AV film fundraiser out at Windsor Bowling Center. It is tonight. They are calling it The Big Lebowski.
Be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. In this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better.